Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, this is Stephen A. Smith from No Mercy. Festivals, football, flannels. Some say fall is their favorite time of year. And this fall, there are now updated COVID-19 booster shots designed to help protect against COVID-19 variants. If you've had your primary series, schedule an updated COVID-19 booster shot appointment as soon as you're eligible. And don't forget to enjoy the foliage, sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
You're listening to the Upper Hand Fantasy Podcast. Now, here's your host, Faraz Siddiqui and Zach Rizzuto.
I have Kadarius Toney number 9 here. People have been frustrated with him and the fact that he hasn't been playing and, you know, everything surrounding him with his hamstring injury and all that. But I have him here at number 9. Enough people have dropped him to where he's now available in more than 50% of leagues. I'm just going to stash him. Like, I'm not looking to play him this week. I don't know if he's going to play this week. No idea. Even if he does play, I don't want to start him unless he's getting full practices all week long, which he probably won't, given the fact that he didn't practice at all last week. This is a stash. Like, I probably won't be thinking about playing him for a couple weeks, but it's one of those situations where if he gets a couple limiteds in this week, he's out, and then next week he gets a couple full practices in, you might be able to start him in like week 16. And I still think there's upside here, and I still think that he's worth rostering right now. We still got 4 weeks left, you know?
Yep.
So that's a lot of time, okay? We have a whole month left for fantasy football. So I'm gonna bench him. I'm going to grab him, throw him on my bench, and just see what happens. There's upside waiting to happen here. I'm not panicking with Kadarius Toney. I'm not completely off of him, and I understand why a lot of people would be. I'm not.
Yeah, so that's what it comes down to. I'd be surprised if Kadarius Toney is on the waiver wire. If he is, pick him up. Just bench him, stash him, you know, whatever you need to do. Keep him on your roster because, like you said, you can't panic with Kadarius Toney. Obviously, there's problems. You know, it looks like that hamstring injury is an issue still, and he definitely disappointed you if you started him in your lineup last week or the week before, whatever it was, when he was supposed to go off. And he put up a donut. I think that definitely makes it difficult for anybody to trust him anymore the rest of the season, but you just have to wait for him to get healthy, and you have to remember that Patrick Mahomes is the quarterback. And against the Bengals, you know, it looked like the Chiefs were missing, you know, talent at wide receiver. Obviously, Travis Kelce was there. He had a quieter game, but nobody was really making those plays that they needed in the, you know, receiving game. When they got down to the goal line and they scored that touchdown to go ahead before the Bengals came back and I think scored a touchdown, Mahomes had to jump over the line like Jumpman on fourth down to get that touchdown. Like, if they have anybody on the outside, on the perimeter, and a receiver to actually do some scoring for them, you know, and actually make that play, you don't have to risk your what's he getting paid, like $500 million? You don't have to risk your $500 million quarterback, you know. Like, you don't have to have him do that if you can just get somebody open on the outside and he can throw it instead of, you know, risking himself life and limb to get that touchdown. Obviously, there are bigger problems than that outside of the game. But Kadarius Toney, that wide receiver room is still wide open, even though Juju Smith-Schuster and Marquez Valdes-Scantling have contributed, you know, on and off this season. So definitely pick him up and stash him. I'd be surprised if he's on your waiver wire. Pick him up if he's there.
Jarek McKinnon, I got him at number 10 here. He did share the work, you know, with Isaiah Pacheco on early downs. And then on top of that, he was a primary pass catcher. And then on top of that, he's getting snaps inside the five as well. So these roles will be interchangeable between these two guys. But the fact that, you know, McKinnon is getting a little bit more weighted opportunity, getting targeted out of the backfield by Patrick Mahomes, you know, he just has to be picked up. Like, he should be on your roster. He's a PPR flex play. And then, you know, he has a chance of scoring any given week because of the fact that the Chiefs offense is good. So, you know, he shouldn't be on waivers, I would say, especially if this continues to be a two-man backfield.
Yeah, I like Jerick McKinnon, even though, you know, the running backs in this Chiefs offense haven't been, you know, fantastic for fantasy. Isaiah Pacheco has come on a little bit, but Jerick McKinnon is locked in for some receiving work every week. Like, Isaiah Pacheco is the early down guy. He got a couple targets last week, I think, but Jerick McKinnon, regardless, is still, you know, the go-to passing down back, and they're going to continue to use him that way. And it doesn't seem like his floor is that bad with that receiving work. I think he got exclusively receiving work 2 weeks ago, and, you know, he actually put up a respectable performance for what he got. So he's someone that kind of gets overlooked. You know, if he's sitting on your waiver wire, there's a good chance he might be, because people just don't see the value in him. But he can be, you know, a solid, you know, contingency play for every week. I'm not, you know, starting him and expecting huge things. He scored last week, so it looked good. But, you know, definitely don't let that type of value just sit on the waiver wire. I'd pick him up.
I agreed. Jameson Williams, I have him here at 11 just as like a stash. I'd rather stash Kadarius Toney. Jameson Williams, he had a few snaps last week, but, you know, nothing notable. Like he came in on random plays. Like, you know, he came in on plays where they were like kneeling down. So, like,
yeah,
I don't know if he's all the way ready. Like, if DeAndre, like the way they handled the DeAndre Swift situation, we might not see Jameson Williams until 2024 playing a legit role.
Right.
But yeah. I'm picking him up, stashing him, you know, if you have the room, but not a priority ad for me. But no. a solid stash, I would say.
Not a priority ad. Jameson Williams, you know, I'm not sure, even with Amon Ra St. Brown playing the way he is, I'm not sure if we're going to see him get a whole lot of looks. You know, he's demanding a lot of targets, Amon Ra St. Brown is. So I'm not sure Jameson Williams is going to be able to make that headway, especially with a healthy DJ Chark ahead of him. And like you said, DeAndre Swift is starting to, you know, be a bigger contributor for the team overall and in the passing game.
You got Mike White at 12 here. If you need a quarterback, you know, White has been getting it done. He's throwing the ball a lot. I'm not necessarily super worried about the Buffalo matchup if I need a streamer. You know, the Buffalo defense, they've been all right. You know, they haven't been a team that has been just like shutting people down. So,
yeah,
you know, this is going to be a competitive game between these two teams, and he has weapons, and I wouldn't be surprised if he has a decent game. So I might not have him as a top 12 option this week, but top 15 option this week. And, you know, depending on, you know, this is also really like if you need a quarterback the rest of the way, and you can't pick up Huntley, you can't pick up Goff for this week, but you need somebody for later on. Like, look at their schedule. You know, like we mentioned the schedule, you know, for like Corey Davis before, and I'll mention them again. After Buffalo, they have Detroit, Jacksonville, and Seattle. So some matchups where Mike White can actually do his thing, assuming that he remains quarterback. I don't see any reason why they would move away from him at this point, despite Robert Saleh saying, yeah, we do. We want to get back to Mike White. I mean, we want to get back to Zach Wilson at some point this year. Please don't do that.
Imagine Mike White finishes out the regular season and then Zach Wilson gets to start in the playoffs.
Oh, Jesus.
Could you imagine?
No, I can't. I that would never happen. Imagine. That would be the worst decision of all time.
Would it? Because this is your second overall pick from last year. You know, they're going to be like, well, let's give him another shot. Like
in the playoffs, imagine.
It would be a terrible decision. But you got to think, do they at least consider that? They're like, how demoralizing would that be? You know, you're finally in a playoff game and they don't play you. Like, if they do that, that would tell me that they're just like off of Zach Wilson. They're going to move him or he's going to just be out right off the team next season. I'm not sure. You think the Jets go for a quarterback maybe next season? I don't think they're going to have the draft capital too, but do you think they might be in the market for another quarterback?
Yes, I think so. If I were them, I would be.
If Mike White wins a playoff game, do you think they would be?
I still think they would. I think they're going to bring in another quarterback and just make sure that, you know, they kind of like do their due diligence. Have Mike White there. I think they're going to re-sign him, you know, but not to like some like starting quarterback type of money. You know, I think he still signs backup type of money.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I got Greg Dulcich here at number 13. You know, he had a decent week last week, but like we mentioned before, you know, it's really hard to depend on the Broncos offense, but he's one of the few tight ends who is A, running a route on almost every dropback, and B, he's very talented, you know? So like, so that's really what it comes down to. So if you need a tight end, he's a solid pickup. And then you got Michael Gallup at number 14 here. We talked about him briefly yesterday. He caught 2 touchdowns in this game and, you know, he did. Couple of games ago, him and Noah Brown were kind of sharing that wide receiver two spot. But over the last 2 weeks, he has completely overtaken Noah Brown as the wide receiver two, because in two wide receiver sets, he's the only wide receiver on the field with CeeDee Lamb. So that's something worth noting. And it just so happens that over the last 2 weeks, he's had better games than before. So if you look at the schedule moving forward, he has Houston this week, decent matchup, Jacksonville, Philly, and Tennessee. So decent schedule the rest of the way. He'll probably be a flex play, not more than that, but he has a little bit of upside because of the offense.
Yeah, a little bit of upside because of the offense. It's when they throw a fade ball, which is pretty much a money ball, you know, for any receiver, it's going to Michael Gallup. And he's been very good at that. We've seen that through his career. That's what he does. I think that he's a nice upside flex play every week. I wouldn't be comfortable starting him any higher than that. But as a flex, I think he's fantastic. You know, I think he's a rough play at wide receiver three, but he's an excellent flex. That's the way I kind of view him, because, you know, you can have the upside there, but you're not going to be burned, you know, if you start him at flex. He's going to have a couple catches a game, at least, as long as he's healthy. The only thing that complicates this for me is if Dallas would sign Odell Beckham. Then maybe we start seeing him come off the field a little bit more. I'm not sure. It depends. We'll have to see what the status is of Odell if they do sign him. You know, we're not sure what his health is just yet. He might not even play till the playoffs. So maybe that worry is a little, you know, ill-founded, but it would definitely complicate things. It would make it harder for me to trust Michael Gallup long-term. Obviously, maybe next week I wouldn't worry about it, even if they signed him, but moving forward, just something to keep in mind.
Yeah. It's weird that Odell isn't working out for teams. That's the weird. That's the weird
that's
part.
That's what
about
I'm talking about with the health situation. Yeah. Like that is a little odd.
I have Tony Jones here at 15 because of what I mentioned earlier. That, you know, if DJ Dallas can't play, which I don't think he will play because of that high ankle sprain. If Travis Homer is also out with that knee sprain, and if Kenneth Walker's out as well, you know, with the jammed ankle, then Tony Jones would be next up. So
yeah,
if you're shooting that straw, if you're trying to figure out like who am I playing in this flex, you're in a deep league, pick up Tony Jones, see what happens this week. And then I got Alexander Mattison at 16, just as a handcuff. That's it. Like, he's one of the best handcuffs available on a lot of waiver wires. You know, Dalvin Cook hasn't gotten hurt in a long time, so that's why Madison's on the waiver wire, because people were like, yo, I've been holding on to this guy for like 10 weeks. Dalvin Cook has been fine. I'm going to drop him. So I want him. I want to stash him, keep him on my bench. You never know. Yeah. Because, God forbid, Dalvin Cook gets hurt, Alexander Mattison's going to be a league winner. That's it.
Yeah.
It's that simple.
100%. And Madison, he actually scored a touchdown last week, right?
Yeah.
Against the Jets. And he had that celebration. That was pretty funny. But
That was funny. Yeah. He did like the soccer twerk.
Right.
the fake hamstring injury and the soccer twerk. Yeah.
No, that was funny.
Solid.
But
Solid.
We say the same thing about Alexander Mattison on here every week. So it's like, no need to beat a dead horse. He's just, you know, pick him up if he's on the waiver wire. He's in perfect handcuff. You know, if anything would happen to Dalvin Cook down the stretch, you're gonna have big power shift.
Yeah, you guys know what it is with Madison. And then Jordan Mason, I have him here at 17. He was the guy behind Christian McCaffrey. It was not Tyrion Davis Price. So, you know, there's not a lot of running backs left in this backfield. Okay.
No.
You know, Elijah Mitchell's gone. Jeff Wilson's gone. It's Christian McCaffrey. You know, God forbid he gets hurt, Jordan Mason will be the next guy up. We know that this offense, you know, can support running backs. Jordan Mason has looked good in his limited opportunities over the last 2 weeks. And with more volume, he can get it done. So pick him up. He's a stash.
Yeah. I don't think he's anything more than a stash. He doesn't have any really standalone value for me.
No standalone value. At least if they continue to use Christian McCaffrey the way they used him on Sunday.
You cross your fingers.
Hopefully.
Because that's how they should use him with Brock Purdy at quarterback.
Trust me. I'm crossing my fingers. Matt Collins at 18. You know, he's a guy that, you know, you kind of just plug in, and he's been solid. Like, he hasn't gotten – his floor hasn't been super low. You know, 11 points, 16 points, 8.5 points over the last 3 weeks in PPR, 9 targets, you know, two of the last 3 weeks. He sees the Rams this week, which is a pretty good matchup. So I'm fine throwing him as a flex play and somebody, you know, who Carr has been looking for lately.
Yeah, and he's been looking for him all season. You know, obviously he's kind of hurting because Devontae Adams is having such a huge season. But in those games where, you know, Devontae Adams is a little bit quieter, you know, you see that's where the targets are going when Devontae Adams doesn't have that huge game. It's going to Mac Collins. So he's liable to be, you know, a low-end wide receiver too every week. it doesn't always happen. It more often than not, it's, you know, obviously Devonta Adams getting the work, but that type of upside, you can start that. You know, there's nothing that there's no reason that you can't start that. I would be comfortable starting him, even though he hasn't had fantastic output, you know, throughout the season. Those games where he has, you know, that good target share, he gets it done. So you can start Mac Hollins, and I'd be surprised if he's on the waiver wire. If he is, you could pick him up. You know, he's an underrated ad at this point. You know, if you need somebody to fill in for somebody that's on bye, it feels weird having guys on bye week 14. And there's actually a bunch of teams.
I know, man. So many teams.
Yeah, there's a bunch. So this is like the worst case scenario if you're trying to make a playoff push. But if you need somebody to push you in, you know, Mac Hollins, he's pretty safe. I would sleep well. He wouldn't be the reason I'm up at night if I had to start him in place of one of my starters.
Yeah, it's weird to say that the Rams is a good matchup, but it is. It just they haven't been great against perimeter wide receivers this year.
The game's going to be competitive, I think. At least competitive, because the Raiders
Derek Carr will make it. Yeah, Derek Carr will make it competitive because he always stoops low to the competition.
Yeah, the Raiders have looked good, but you know, this is the Raiders we're talking about. And just 2-3 weeks ago, they were 2-7. So they're 5-7 now. Do they maybe make a playoff run? You know, maybe it's in the cards. We'll see. They'll be very Raiders of them to do that, but we'll have to see.
That's true. I got Isaiah McKenzie here at 19 going up against the Jets this week. A little bit of a tough matchup, but the Jets have been a little bit vulnerable to slot wide receivers. The first time these guys played against each other, McKenzie did not have a good game. But if I'm not mistaken, McKenzie didn't even play that much. The difference this time around, let's see, McKenzie last time, 66% of snaps, so nothing too crazy. But the route participation over the last 2 weeks has been way higher than it has before. So the first time they played against the Jets, he didn't have that really crazy route participation, the high route participation, and he will this week. So that's why I think McKenzie is a solid pickup in PPR leagues. You know, you kind of want to be attached to the Bills offense. And, you know, one of the reasons why I like McKenzie early on in the year is because of that chance that, you know, he sees, you know, 70, 75%, 80% route participation with Josh Allen. And any receiver who's getting that, especially out of the slot, I want that. And now he's kind of getting that a little bit more over the past 2 weeks. So I'm cool with McKenzie. He might have had a bigger game last week, you know, if he didn't get hurt early in that third quarter. And he, you know, he already had 5 catches early in that third quarter. He could have had more. So something to keep in mind going into this week.
Yeah, the reason you were talking about was because you thought about him maybe having the Cole Beasley role, you know, the slot receiver from Josh Allen. You know, he could do that. And he still can. I think Isaiah McKenzie might be just a bit more talented than Cole Beasley. Obviously, Cole Beasley can run routes, but I think Isaiah McKenzie has, you know, more speed. He's more of a burner. He could do more with the ball once it's in his hands than Cole Beasley did. But, if he can get to that type of role, which it looks like he's kind of trending that direction, he's definitely, you know, moved up in the offense as far as them wanting to use him. They definitely want to use him a little bit more. So you could pick him up. He's fine. I think the upside is there because he has boom and bust weeks. He's not necessarily Gabe Davis, but, you know, he'll get it done for you. I think his floor might be a little bit safer, and that might just be maybe not. I don't know. We'll see. But it's a good offense. He's a receiver there. He's talented. Josh Allen's his quarterback. Enough said. You know, pick him up.
At this point, it's just like you're kind of shooting at straws. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, who knows? And then I got Nico Collins here at number 20 as the last one. You know, he had 11 targets this past week without Brandon Cooks in the lineup. Brandon Cooks, like, it's one of those situations where, like, did the Texans just shut him down? Like, he was number one. Like, he didn't want to be there, right? He's dealing with a little bit of an injury. I have a feeling that they might just shut down Brandon Cooks. It's very possible. Nico Collins, you know, I don't even think Cooks is that hurt. Like, if this was a competitive team, I don't think Cooks would be out of this game. Like, I think he would have been playing this entire time. So he's been in and out the lineup. I think Nico Collins could potentially be the target leader over the next several weeks. So, you know, someone to pick up. You know, I'm not super excited about it. I don't even think he has a high floor. But the fact that, you know, you got to pay attention when somebody gets 11 targets. You know, he did have a touchdown last week. I would not start him against Dallas, personally. No. Like, I would not. But they have Kansas City in week 15, Tennessee in week 16, and then Jacksonville in week 17. So, good playoff matchup. And I'm only picking him up, you know, in case Cooks does get shut down. So, this is a pickup that, you know, you're in a deep league and you'll pick up Collins. And that's about it. Yeah. I'm not really comfortable starting Collins if Cooks is active.
Something to note, though, about, you know, Nico Collins, He's had 11 targets, 10 targets last week, 9 with targets the week before that, 7 and 10. You know, they've been playing from seriously behind in a lot of those games these past 2 weeks, especially. And he makes up a lot. He gets a lot of targets in garbage time, you know, and that could be worth something. I mean, they're playing against Dallas, and Dallas could, you know, go up early. And I don't want to get ahead of myself because I'm a Cowboys fan. I don't want to jinx them, but they could get up early and Nico Collins could just have that garbage time, you know, touchdown. That would make him relevant on the week, you know, and he's getting those targets anyway. Obviously, 11 targets last week, he only had 3 catches, so it's not fantastic, but he's getting enough volume where it's kind of forcing him to be relevant, and that's okay.
I'm going to be choosing the whatever the spread is in this game, I'm going to be choosing the Texans. This is like the ultimate trap game ever. Like, it's like one of the best teams in the league and the worst teams. Like, this spread is going to be ridiculous. I'm choosing the Texans.
If you want to talk about, the point differential on these teams, Dallas leads the league at plus 127, and the Texans are minus 99, and that's the worst in the league.
So the early spread is 14.5.
That's not even that bad. I thought earlier this season, I saw somewhere, I had an uncle, he was betting, and he had the Bills 20.5 against the Steelers.
I remember that. No, they didn't cover.
He had the Steelers. He's like, this is a Mike Tomlin team. You know, this they can't lose by 20. And they did.
That would literally be my rationale as well.
Yeah. I'm surprised the line isn't the spread isn't any bigger.
It might get a little bit bigger. I mean, I think it's probably in Texas. That's probably why. If it was in Dallas, it would be a lot higher because
it is in Dallas.
Yeah. Wow.
So that's confusing. Maybe it's because we saw Dallas trying to play with their food.
Did you hear what I just said? I said it's in Texas. Like, yeah, no shit. It's going to be in Texas.
It's the battle of Texas. Yeah. That's what I was going to say. Like, Texas? I don't know. But yeah, with Dallas, you know, that's interesting. I'm not sure why that would be. And I don't want to talk up, like I said, my team too much, but I don't know. That seems a little odd. I might take, you know, Dallas to cover in that one. If it's only 2 touchdowns, like, come on.
Maybe. Yeah. All right. That's going to do it for us, guys. We'll see you guys tomorrow. We're going to be going over our quarterback rankings and our running back rankings for week 14. Big week, big week. Make sure that you stay tuned this week. You know, listen, even if you're out of it, I don't know if you're listening to it, if you're out of it or if you're going to be out of it. I think it makes sense to keep paying attention. Because you might not have paid attention to Amon-Ra St. Brown last year and you wouldn't have drafted him this year, right? Like, a lot of things happen towards the end of the year where, you know, things matter. You got to pay attention and it'll give you the upper hand going into 2023. Okay.
See what he did there.
But you're right. I didn't even notice that. Just kidding. But yeah, guys, good luck this week. Good luck in your waiver wire claims. And we'll be back tomorrow and we'll talk to you guys soon. Take it easy. See ya.
2400 Sports is an Odyssey company.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.